With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. After that day, everything was different. The first disciples witnessed a dead man walking. Their lives would be forever changed. On numerous occasions, Jesus showed up in resurrected form before he ascended into heaven. In this season, we will examine six after Easter encounters with Jesus. What did he say? What did he do? In what practical ways does resurrection change my life today? Nothing will ever be the same.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Risen Christ, by your death and resurrection, you brought dawn to darkness. You have made a new way from death to life, cross to crown, grave to glory. We are frail creatures in a world of change and decay. Rule over us in resurrection power. Subdue sin and evil, disease and destruction. We have nothing apart from you. You live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Confession. O Lord, I live in a world of dead ends. There's always an end. An end to my energy, my time, my love, my patience, my money, my very life. I'm trapped by limits. I am burdened by my frail, finite limits. I have exhausted all other options. Nothing else satisfies. You burst forth from the grave to give me life beyond the horizon. You are my singular hope, my only prayer. And so, risen Savior, have mercy on my dead ends. The word for today from John 21:17. It may sound repetitive, but that's the very nature of this text. Jesus repeats. There's a pattern, and here we have it again in verse 17. Peter was grieved. because he said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." The meditation for today is by Johanna Lang. Again, I want to make that clear because she's going to talk about her husband, and I want to make sure that you know that it's Johanna and not me behind this voice as I read it. Again, today's meditation by Johanna Lang. I can be careless with the word love. I say that I love my husband and son, but I also use love to describe my feelings about cheesecake and TV shows or my favorite sweater. The word love works in so many contexts that after a while it starts to feel a little hollow. I say that I love Jesus too, but what do I really mean when I use that word? Do I love Jesus in the same way that I love a favorite sweater? Do I love him like a friend or a family member? Jesus seems to be pushing Peter to consider this in John chapter 21. Three times he asks him, "Do you love me?" And three times Peter answers, "Lord, you know that I love you." As Peter points out, Jesus knows everything. So of course he knows that Peter holds feelings of affection toward him. But Jesus uses this moment to refine and redefine the term love. According to Jesus, to love him means much more than to feel a sense of affection or friendship. To love Jesus is to serve others. Notice this pattern. He says, "Do you love me?" And then he follows it up with, "Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep." When Jesus foretells Peter's martyrdom in verse 18, he further suggests that to love him is to be willing to die for his glory. As I've meditated on these verses over the last few days, I've felt deeply convicted. Of course, I know that I love Jesus more than cheesecake, but to be honest, I fail to love him in ways that I'm called to love him. If I serve others, I often do it at my own convenience or for selfish reasons. And if I was asked to die for Jesus, I don't know how willing I would be. And to be honest, most days my love for Jesus is shallow. And yet, Jesus loves me so much more, so much that he suffered and died on the cross for my sins. Christ's love for me and for all of us is a perfect love, a love so perfect, in fact, that it covers my shortcomings, including my repeated failure to love well in return. I know that I will never love as perfectly as Jesus, but these verses remind me that I'm called to love through action, to serve God and others with a sacrificial heart. And they remind me that when I fall short of that kind of love, thank God, I am forgiven. We pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me enough to die for me. Through the power of your Spirit, help me to love according to your perfect example. Amen. The benediction. God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.